The tadpole is now able to walk and to breathe the air just as we do. So it crawls out of the pond and lives in the damp grass. Its tail becomes still shorter and soon disappears. Now it is no more a tadpole, it has become a young frog. Everyone must have seen frogs jumping about in the wet grass by the roadside on a summer evening. They're quite harmless, and you may take one in your hand without any fear. But if you do pick one up, be very careful not to hurt it. Look at the squat, stumpy body of the animal, with its very short neck and three-cornered head. The frog is about 2 or 3 inches in length, and is mottled with brown and yellow on the back, but it is lighter in colour underneath. The skin has no fur or hair, but it is covered with a slimy fluid. The two hind legs are long and strong. Each of the hind feet has 5 toes, which are joined by a web. The 2 front legs are much shorter and weaker. The front feet have only 4 toes each, and they're not webbed. The limbs of the frog remind us of those of a rabbit, for with both these animals, it is the hind legs which do most of the work in helping them move about. The frog has no tail, and although it has a backbone, it has no ribs. Its 2 eyes are large and stand far out from its head. Each eye has 2 eyelids, the under eyelid being made of thin and clear skin. The frog has a large mouth, but as it does not chew its food, it only has a few tiny teeth in its upper jaw.